He's a tiny little guy, just 2 years old, but the Newbury Park boy has already spent more time in hospitals than most of us will in our lifetimes. 3 months ago, Pierce Kelly was your average little toddler, full of enough energy to keep his mother Aubrey and father Tyler more than busy.
He recently hit that inflection point of just developing amazing language skills. He loves minions and airplanes and gets excited when he hears sirens. He doesn't walk, he kind of runs.
All that changed in March when Pierce became sick.
It's kind of scary the way it started. It started with a common cold that turned into an ear infection with a slight fever. It was a downward roller coaster. That second week, he wasn't really getting any better, and we found out that his ear infection had become bronchitis. He had a slight fever throughout all of this, and finally we were admitted to Los Robles for what's called a fever of unknown origin.
On that day, April 7th, the Kelly family's world changed. Blood tests done at the Thousand Oaks Hospital brought back bad news. Pierce had leukemia. He was rushed to Children's Hospital Los Angeles, which has special facilities and staff to deal with pediatric cancer.
I think the scariest thing as a parent is to not know what's going on with your child. As hard as that day was for us, it was also one of the better days of my life because I was able to appreciate what kind of road and what kind of battle we're up against. We knew he had leukemia on Friday, April 7th. We didn't know that he had acute myeloid leukemia until that following Monday.
Once they identified the type of leukemia, it started weeks of treatment, including 2 rounds of chemotherapy.
He's on a much more aggressive chemo regimen. He's actually has a certain subtype that has required him to have not just 2 doses of chemo, but also a bone marrow transplant.
Unfortunately, no one in Pierce's family is a match for a transplant. He has a 4-year-old sister, Sierra, and a 3-month-old sister, Harper. The family had to turn to the Be the Match Bone Marrow Registry for help, a nonprofit international effort to match donors with those in need.
We're basically at the mercy of someone who is willing to donate a little bit of blood to save my son. We are in a very fortunate position in that Pierce actually has a few matches.
After more than 2 months in the hospital and undergoing his 2 rounds of chemotherapy, Pierce returned home to Newbury Park from Los Angeles last Friday. He'll get to stay home until his doctors decide he's ready for the transplant procedure.
That person will donate a little bit of blood. Same process as donating blood, but it's over typically an 8-hour period. Specific stem cells are pulled out of the blood, and that's what goes into my son.
The Kellys have a special appreciation for efforts to fight cancer. They both work at Thousand Oaks-based Amgen, the biotech giant which makes a number of cancer-fighting drugs. But Aubrey Kelly admits she never imagined the disease would hit so close to home with one of her children.
We are constantly trying to put ourselves in the face of a patient and in the face of patients' families. And to have one of those lives possibly be my son, it hits home.
The Kellys say as hard as all this has been, they're grateful to have a match for their son. They're speaking out because they've met other families facing the same type of crisis, which haven't found their matches yet.
1 in 420 people who are registered actually become donors. The way that I see it is our family needs to register at least 420 people to pay it forward.
Becoming a part of the registry is now as simple as signing up online and getting a free home kit sent to you.
Be the Match Fierce Pierce link. So we've used the tagline Fierce Pierce. That link will take you directly to the registration. They will mail you a kit that includes some cotton swabs. You stick the cotton swabs in your cheek, stick it in the envelope, and mail it back, and then you're registered.
The Kellys say Pierce has been a little trooper in dealing with everything that he's faced.
He's been phenomenal. I cross my fingers and just hope that this whole journey remains harder on the parents than it does on the patient.
And Aubrey Kelly says it's hard to express how grateful they are that their son has a match, one which will give him the chance to go on with the life he's really just beginning.
Our family will be forever indebted to this individual.
Lance Orozco, KCLU News.